ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। गीता प्रबोधनी, कॉन्साइज कमेंट्री ऑन श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता बाय स्वामी राम सुखदास महाराज जी। चैप्टर 3 फ्रॉम वर्स 36 टू 43। चैप्टर 3 वर्स 36। अर्जुन उवाच, अतकेन प्रयुक्तोयं पापं चरति पुरुषः, अनिच्छन्नपि वार्ष्णेय बलादिव नियोजितः। अर्जुन सेड, ओ वार्ष्णेय, दैट इज लॉर्ड कृष्णा, बट वाई इज अ मैन इंपेल्ड टू कमिट सिन एज इफ ड्रिवन बाय फोर्स इवन अगेंस्ट हिज विल। Chapter 3, verse 37. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Kama Eshaha Krodha Eshaha Rajoguna Samudbhavaha Mahashano Mahapapma Vidhye Namiha Vairinam. The Blessed Lord said, this desire or kamana born of the mode of passion, that is Rajas, is itself the cause of sin. The desire itself transforms into anger, insatiable, all-devouring and most sinful. Know this to be the enemy in this context. Comment. What I want should happen is kama or kamana, which means desire. When any action, object or a person gives pleasure, or one wishes to draw any pleasure from them, is karma. In this one karma itself, many blunders and sins are hidden. It means that as long as a person has karma, he can never be totally free from blunders and sins. Besides the kamana, which means desire, there is no other reason for committing sin. It means that neither God makes the person commit sin, nor does he commit sins due to his past karmas, which means karma package from previous lives or prarabdha, nor time is a factor, nor a situation, nor Kali Yuga. It is the man himself who commits sin impelled by kamana. Chapter 3, verse 38. Dhumena vriyate vahnir yatha darsho malena cha yathol bena vrito garbhas tatha tene dama vritam. As fire is covered by smoke, as a mirror by dust, as an embryo is enveloped by the womb, so is this jnana or viveka, which means knowledge or wisdom, concealed by desire. Chapter 3, verse 39. Avritam jnaname tena jnanino nitya vairina kama rupena kaunteya tushpu rena nalena cha. O son of Kunti, that is Arjuna, jnana, which means knowledge or wisdom, is enveloped by this constant enemy of the wise, which means a discerning soul, in the form of desire, which is insatiable like the fire. Chapter 3, verse 40. Indriyani mano buddhir asya adhisthanam ucchate etair vimohayai teshah jnanama vritya dehina. The senses, the mind and the intellect are said to be its seat. By veiling the wisdom through the senses, that is senses, mind and intellect, it, which means desire, deludes the embodied soul. Comment. Kama or desire appears in the following five places. 1. In objects, Refer Gita chapter 3 verse 34. 2. In the senses. 3. In the mind. 4. In the intellect. 5. In aham, which means assumed ego, or in jada chetana, which means false identification. This is imposition of inert matter on the consciousness. Refer Gita chapter 2 verse 59. Since karma or desire appears in these five places, these are called karma's abodes. In fact, karma resides in the assumed ego. Refer Gita chapter 3 verse 42 and 43. Chapter 3 verse 41. Tasmat tvam indriyan yadau niyam bharatar shabha papmanam prajahihyenam jnana vijnana nashanam. Therefore, O best of Bharatas, that is Arjuna, first and foremost, control the senses and then slay this most sinful karma, which means desire, the destroyer of knowledge and realization. Comment. The world does not have an independent existence. This is jnana or knowledge. Everything is God only. This is vijnana, which means realization. Karma neither does let the spiritual aspirant attain jnana nor vijnana. Chapter 3, verse 42 and 43. Indriyani paranyahur, indriyebhya param manaha, manasastu para buddhir, yo buddhehe paratastu saha, evam buddhehe param buddhva, samstabhyatmanatmana, jahishatru mahabaho, kamarupam durasadam. It is said that the senses are superior to the gross body. Superior or higher, more powerful, illuminating, pervasive and subtler than the senses is the mind. Greater than the mind is the intellect. But greater than the intellect is desire. Thus, knowing the desire to be beyond intellect, restraining the self by the self, slay this, O mighty armed, that means Arjuna, the tough enemy in the form of desire, which is hard to conquer. Comment. Earth, water, fire, wind, space, mind, intellect, and ego, these eight constitute the apara prakriti or lower nature. Refer Gita chapter 7 verse 4. Karma resides in the inert portion of the ego beyond the intellect. It means that the desire resides in the lower nature only and not in the para prakriti or higher nature. Due to imposition of ego on the consciousness, the jivatma or the embodied soul believes it to be its own. As long as there is union of jada and chetana, which means inert matter and the consciousness, till then the knowledge of jada and chetana are separate entities and it is not realized. As long as the imposition remains, there is karma or desire. When the imposition of jada on chetana is removed, then the karma gets converted into love for God. With the presence of karma, the attraction remains towards the world, whereas love takes the devotee towards God. Om Tatsaditi Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Karma Yogo Nama Tritiyo Dhyayah. Thus, with the words Om Tat Sat, the names of the Lord as sung in the Upanishad of the Bhagavad Gita by the Lord, the science of Brahma, the scripture of Yoga. The dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjuna ends the third chapter entitled Karma Yoga or the Discipline of Action. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.